皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson season 2 number 14 Patriotic duties.Natsuko-san.
Hi.
What are we talking about today?
Patriotic duties. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Well, when I say patriotic duties, what kind of pops into your mind?
Army?
Yeah, something with armed services or something along this line.
Yeah, but there aren't any armies in Japan.
Yeah, so what we're actually talking about today is paying money for the national television service.
I got it.
So it's yes. In its own way, it's patriotic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Great conversation today. Three voice actors. Plus, you have to get the bonus track again.
Again.
Now, the studio was out of control this week. Really out of control. So we actually had a crazy time recording. We have some wild, even more than normal, wild conversations. And they're available in the bonus track.
Wow.
So Natsuko-san, can you tell us a little bit about this? First, what is the name?
NHK.
And what does it stand for?
日本放送協会.
Okay.
Japan Broadcasting Association.
Got it. Now, what channel is this on a regular TV?
In Tokyo, it's channel 1 and 3.
Now, how big is this? Over in the US, we have 3 or 4 major stations that are seen across the country.
Mm-hmm.
How big is NHK? Seen across the country?
Yes, throughout.
Throughout the country. How big is it compared to the other stations? We know there's TBS, which is another huge station.
Mm-hmm.
How does it compare to that?
Oh, it's the largest. It's simply the largest in Japan.
The largest.
Yes.
And what shows do they do?
Various. Well, anything.
Educational shows.
Mm-hmm. News.
News. Comedy.
Drama, mm-hmm, comedy, drama, anything.
So they do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And who pays for this?
Those who watch the TV.
So it's free TV. I'm watching it every day.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get the money?
They come at your door. Knock, knock. Please pay for NHK.
Yes. They actually come door to door and collect money.
Mm-hmm.
And for a year, how much is it?
Like $1,200? $1,200 yen.
$1,200 yen? No way. More than that.
12,000 yen?
Yeah, about $100.
Mm-hmm.
So this is quite a steep price.
Yeah, for a year. So yeah, like 1,000 yen a month.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you put it that way, yeah, not too bad. You should work for that.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not too bad. But anyway, they come door to door and they ask for about $100.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, please listen to today's conversation between a married couple and the person at the door. Here we go.
誰かな？ちょっと見てくる。
すいません、NHK です。受信料の徴収に伺いました。
どうしたの？
静かにして。
誰が来たの？
NHK の人だ。
また？
うん、受信料を取りに来た。
いつまで隠れるのよ。
引っ越すまで、絶対支払わない。
もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり。お願いします。誰かな？ちょっと見てくる。
すいません。NHK です。受信料の徴収に伺いました。
どうしたの？
静かにして。
誰が来たの？
NHK の人だ。
また？
うん。受信料を取りに来た。
いつまで隠れるの？
引っ越すまで。絶対支払わない。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
誰かな？ちょっと見てくる。
Who could that be? I'll answer it.
すいません、NHK です。受信料の徴収に伺いました。
Hello, I'm from NHK and came to collect viewing fees.
どうしたの?
What's the matter?
静かにして。
Be quiet.
誰が来たの?
Who has come?
NHK の人だ。
It's NHK.
また?
Again?
うん、受信料を取りに来た。
Yeah, they came to collect viewing fees.
いつまで隠れるのよ?
How long are we going to hide?
引っ越すまで、絶対支払わない。
Until we move out.I'm never paying. 夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いますか?
うん、こういう人多いと思います。
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people like this too.
Yes.
Are you one?
Why not move on to vocab today?
All right. First one.
誰か
Somebody else.
誰か誰か
So here we have the interrogative 誰 plus か attached, they become somebody,、mm-hmm. someone.Now, this pattern of taking an interrogative and then attaching ka appears in other places too. Natsuko-san, what is nanika?
Something.
How about itsuka?
Someday.
Yeah, so this is a pattern that repeats itself.
Yes.
Next we have
NHK.
And as we said,
日本放送協会.
Can you just break that down for us?
NHKI. NHK.
Followed by
受信料.
License fee.For TV or radio.
Actually, 受信 means to receive the wave.
Yeah, on the cell phone, when、mm-hmm. I get an email、mm-hmm. and it's processing.
Oh, yes.
It says
受信中
in the middle of receiving.
Yes.
So this translates literally to receiving fee.、
Mm-hmm.
But I think to put it into context in English, it's a licensing fee.、
Mm-hmm.
In this case.
Yes. 受信料 う受信料
Next.
徴収
collection, levy.
徴収徴収
Some very interesting kanji characters here. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and check these out because very interesting.、
Mm-hmm.
Next we have
伺う
To visit, to ask, to inquire. So this is polite Japanese for all of these meanings. To ask, to inquire.
To visit.
Yeah. So it's very, very interesting. Usually on the phone, when、mm-hmm. I call a place I don't know,、
mm-hmm.
I start off with, ちょっと伺いたいんですか? I want to inquire.
Yes.
A little.
ちょっと.
Yeah, a little. But a yeah, little. Really, I have something really important、mm-hmm. to ask. But this is kind of like,、I have something I'd like to inquire about、yes. or something along these lines.、Yes. Can you just give us that expression?
ちょっと伺いたいんですが.
Natsuko-san, do you use this one often?
Yes.Pretty often.
Yeah, pretty straightforward when you call into a place of business or a hotel or something,、mm-hmm. checking on like reservations.
Yes.
Nice way to start off. Looks、
yes.
very, very nice.
Very polite.
Very polite. Now, what about using it, I visited someone. I'm thinking of going to see somebody or how would I use it there? I noticed that to visit, the verb is in here. How、mm-hmm. can you give us a sample of that?
ちょっとお宅に伺いたいんですけど。
So, I would like to visit your house.、
Mm-hmm.
A little. Again, notice、yeah. that. ちょっと and this word going together, kind of softening it. All right, next we have.
隠れる
To hide, to be hidden.
隠れる隠れる
And this word we can find in tag, like hide and go seek.Which is?
かくれんぼ.
With this word, when someone's in a hidden state, when they're hiding,、mm-hmm. we're actually using the present progressive.
Yes. And notice this word also means to hide yourself.
Yeah.
To hide something else, you use different verb.
Which is?
かくす.
Okay. When someone's concealing themselves, we use?
かくれる.
All right. Next we have?
引っ越す.
To move.
引っ越す. 引っ越す.
Followed by?
絶対
Absolutely, without a doubt.
絶対絶対
And finally?
支払う
To pay.
支払う支払う
Now, today's grammar point is the auxiliary verb 来る来る means to come. But in this case, we have, in the first line,
見て来る
To go, look, and come back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to go do an action, but then return.
Yes.
So here it's acting as an auxiliary verb. Again, more about this inside the PDF today. We are running out of time, but this is a very important concept explained in detail inside the PDF. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. That's going to do for today.
じゃ、また明日ね。